good evening, and thank you all for attending here tonight. I see there's all different ages here, which is good. My name is Rick Sampson. I come from Stuartstown, New Hampshire. I was dragged down here tonight with John Amy from Pittsburgh. We have traveled the length and width of this state to speak at various meetings concerning this issue. I'm here primarily tonight to be allowed to speak. I was shut down in the Senate last Thursday because I wasn't supposed to be speaking, and that's fine. But there's a couple of things I'd like to bring to your attention here tonight. And the first thing I'd like to say is the 7,000 miles of snowmobile trails in this state, 86% of that is on private property. And it generates about $1.2 billion a year, directly and indirectly, to the state coffers. We have stayed within the bounds of the law and above board in this entire fight. And I'd like to read two letters to you tonight and explain this poster, and it'll be very brief, and I would appreciate your attention to it. The first is a letter to the editor that was sent to several newspapers, and it says, "The residents of New Hampshire and the citizens of the United States of America are losing our inalienable rights as stated in the United States Constitution. Powerful, wealthy corporations believe they can take our land. They are applying for a permit to bring electrical energy across New Hampshire to provide electrical power to the power grid of New England, northeastern United States. There is no need to do so at this time. As Dr. McLaren stated, we ship 18% of excess power out of the state right now, and we are not producing at 100%. We have asked our legislators and other elected officials to stop this outrageous violation of our rights. Some are supporting us, some appear frightened, and some appear to ignore our pleas for justice and an adherence to our rights. We cannot tolerate nor will we accept the loss of our rights and liberty. We believe people who respect others' rights ask permission before they access or use another person's land or property. For this reason, we are posting our land. We are asking every private landowner to post their land with no trespass on July 4th, to remind all of our citizens to return to the spirit of our independence and freedom. If you want an orange no trespass sign to show support, they are available at the Colbert Copy Center in Colbert, New Hampshire, and I have some out here in the foyer that I will be able to give you after the meeting. Until the New Hampshire legislature and Governor Lynch put into law provisions that will continue to protect our rights, my neighbors and I are making our properties unavailable for recreational or other use by anyone without prior and explicit landowner permission. We must defend our rights, our land, and our future. This will be the first time any of us has posted our property, and we do so reluctantly, but it is necessary to show our leaders how we think and feel. Please join us. We must remember we provide the consent to be governed. The president, governors, senators, representatives only govern with the consent of the people. If there is a need for eminent domain, the taking of private land for the purpose of public good, let the people decide. It is our land. Put it to a vote and let the citizens of our state decide what is public good. Corporations cannot tell us or our government what is our good. That is our right. These corporations want to convince us their services are necessary for system reliability. What will provide for system reliability and what the citizens of New Hampshire and America need for the future is to be off the grid. This technology is available. We need jobs, we need our own energy, and we do not need to fill the pockets of the wealthy anymore. Make New Hampshire independent of the twisted greed of the wealthy. Let the people speak. Please stand with us. Let this Independence Day, July 4th, 2011, be a strong statement of commitment to freedom, democracy, and a government whose power is granted with the consent of the governed. This was written by Gregory Lamb from North Stratford, New Hampshire. What we have out on the table is information, and it is a Freedom Alert petition. Citizens of the state of New Hampshire feel they are under the threat of losing their inalienable rights due to the influence of wealthy corporations and foreign governments on our elected officials. This violation of our rights is currently evident with the efforts by Hydro-Québec, Northern Pass, NSTAR, and Public Service of New Hampshire, and the elected officials who stand with them. They want the right to take our property by eminent domain. Our rights are guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States of America. We will defend our rights. We will fight for our freedom. We are going to return to a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. We will remind our elected officials they govern only with our consent. In order to demonstrate our commitment to the foundations of our nation, private landowners are starting to unite to exercise our rights. We are asking our fellow citizens to join us in sending a clear message to our elected officials. We are shutting down our properties, posting them with no trespass signs immediately. At this time, we will only shut down on the 4th of July for the entire day. If we do not have clear and sufficient support for the inalienable rights guaranteed in our Constitution, we shall meet to consider shutting down our properties until those rights are clearly guaranteed by the most appropriate legislative action. We are seeking the clear, signed support of our fellow citizens and eventually signed support from our elected officials or those planning on running for office. If the President of the United States, the Governor of New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire Legislature permits Northern Pass in New Hampshire, we shall remove from office those elected officials who believe they can govern without our consent. We recognize further action may be necessary. This is not a Democrat versus a Republican political standoff. This is about American citizens uniting and standing up for our rights, and where necessary, taking back our consent from those who abuse the oath of office they have taken. Owners of private property reserve the right to permit persons who are supportive of our rights and our efforts to access our property as we explicitly permit for specified periods of time. For example, in the local community of North Stratford, the Snowmobile and ABT associations recognize the threat to private landowners and the attack upon the rights of all citizens. They have communicated their appreciation of the use of our land, and they have expressed a desire to stand with us, recognizing the threat to our liberties. For this reason, landowners there have agreed to permit their use of the land on July 4th if they can demonstrate their effort with political awareness and signed petitions which exhibit full support for our position. We ask that you sign our petition to our elected officials as a sign of your support for our efforts. We are also seeking the support of local businesses in this effort. We are asking all landowners to post their property on the 4th of July as a sign of solidarity. Please join us. Please stand up for freedom. Register to vote and show up on Election Day. We will turn this country around by adhering to the principles upon which our country was founded, a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. These are the signs that we are asking people to put up. It does not matter if you own a half-acre land, if you own 5 acres or 100 acres. And what it says is private property protected by the United States Constitution. No trespass, no violations of eminent domain. President Obama, Governor Lynch, and the legislature can stop this violation of our rights immediately. Until the New Hampshire legislature and Governor Lynch put into law provisions that will protect our rights from the current violations of eminent domain, we are making our properties unavailable for recreational or other use by anyone without prior and explicit landowner permission. Please join us. We must remember, we provide the consent to be governed. If there is a need to take private land for the purpose of public good of New Hampshire, let the people decide. Put it to a vote and let the citizens decide what is public good. I will be available for any questions that you may have afterwards. And this turnout is better than some we have attended and smaller than others. But if everybody here speaks to two people, you will triple the size of this audience. None of these speakers here tonight are being paid to be here. We came here of our own free will, on our own money, and paid for our own gas. The lobbyists are being paid $250 a day plus $50 for gas to try to sell this project to the people in the state of New Hampshire. I stand here before you tonight not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, or an independent. I am an American. This is a New Hampshire issue, and it violates our fundamental rights. And we can make a difference, and we can stop this. There are three options that you have. You can get on the bus and help us. You can stand and watch the bus go by, or you can get out of the way. And the only option I feel I have is to get on the bus. Thank you for your time.
All right, folks.